From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. Really thrilled with this one today. As you might know, looking back over the last couple of years, we tried to schedule something special for the holidays. This year, no exception. And as it happens, Amanda Shires has just released a brand new holiday collection called For Christmas, and she joins me from her home. Amanda Shires, welcome to JPR. Thanks for doing this. It's nice to meet
Thanks for having me. Yeah,
this is fun. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
You have a little one, right around six or so, 6 years old?
Yeah, she's six.
What is holiday time for your household?
Well, we usually put the tree up the day after Thanksgiving, but that used to be our thing. But we started changing our rule on that to do it before Thanksgiving. I mean, you know.
Do you worry that it's going to last all the way through the end of the year?
The tree or the
tree.
No, because it's fake. We just actually drug it out. The one thing we do get worried about is if the lights are all going to turn on. But Mercy really likes to wrap things right now, and we leave the wrapping paper out. And so far, she's wrapped up three rolls of tape for Jason for Christmas. Yeah, you know, and then she wrapped up wrapping paper, and you know, it's really
fantastic.
It's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the holiday period a time that you guys have generally carved out to be at home? Because I know, you know, with you and Jason both out on tour separately, you're gone a lot and you're not necessarily gone together. But do you try to carve out a couple of weeks, a month to just be at home?
We would usually do that for Christmas for sure. And then we would sometimes be on the road around Thanksgiving and sometimes not. But we spent Thanksgiving one year about 6 years ago overseas, and it was great. We had great shows and it was wonderful, but the celebration of Thanksgiving didn't happen, and then we decided that Thanksgiving and Christmas were super important to us. And Thanksgiving, you know, all the food and all the family and all the low pressure and all that, we decided that we'd definitely be at home for Thanksgivings and Christmases. But then, you know, there's also that part where you have to, before COVID, we would have to decide whose family we're going to. And then, you know, with between stepdads and stepmoms, it all got super confusing and hard to define for ourselves where our place was. And then, you know, when Mercy started getting into it, we decided that the best place for us would be at our house. And if anybody wanted to come see us, they could.
So you have made the decision to wade into the sometimes fickle waters of holiday music. Mm-hmm. There are many, many opinions swirling around holiday music. What songs are okay? What songs should be banned forever? When holiday music is appropriate, when it's not? I love the fact that recording projects usually have to happen so far in advance that you guys were Christmas focused like last summer.
Right. In the heat of it, in the 106 degree weather.
So you got to be really committed to wanting to do a holiday record to do it in the middle of the summer.
Yes. You know, I had a good friend, John Prine. I guess we all did. He was a family friend and close to us all. And he would start humming like Santa Claus is coming to town around June. You know, it was his favorite holiday. And I would tour with him in the summer, and I toured with him during Easter, and I never saw somebody so dedicated to Christmas and the Christmas spirit as John Prine. And I think, you know, with his passing, I just felt like between his passing and then a lot of other folks that we know that passed away, and then the changes that we all experienced during the pandemic kind of made me rethink and start thinking about what it was going to be like for us this year. And I thought, you know, this year stores are going to be open and malls are going to be open and we'll have to listen to mall music. And I kind of feel like more in a reflective place, and also in a place of like, I want to do something a little bit fun and capture various experiences of Christmas. And for all of us out there that suffer the mall music and the songs we've heard a million times, I just wanted to do something, you know, for that.
Yeah. And largely these are originals, right? And I think 9 of the 11 are originals. There's a cover of Frank Lesser's What Are You Doing New Year's Eve. There's a kind of reimagining of Silent Night on the record. But the rest of them,
I changed the words and the chords to Silent Night, so it's kind of a way different version of it.
Yeah. And you've kind of approached all of the other aspects of holiday emotions, not the Hallmark store, but mm-hmm. all of the rest, the kind of the reality, the pull the curtain back a little bit, because this is what we all experience.
That's what I was trying to do. And then also capture some of the things that I feel that get, you know, don't get expressed enough during Christmas, like those feelings of new love and making out. And and tree decorating and those times when you feel like you don't want to do any of the Christmas things. And the thing where you're with family and you think that you want to be with them for a week, but really you should just hang out with them for a day and a half. along with like the I don't know, it is all the feelings really. And then you got the desperation of wanting to be with someone you love and wanting them to come home to you or whatever. And I mean, every day's Christmas, every day's Mother's Day. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear a tune. Amanda Shires is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called For Christmas. You can find information and hear and see more at AmandaShiresMusic.com, including a nice online shop with some Christmas-themed merch. What do you want to play first for us? And I understand you've got some help.
I do have some help. Playing the guitar today is Jason Isbell. Mm. And singing with me is my very good friend, Brittany Spencer. And I'll be playing the fiddle and singing. And this is called Gone for Christmas. And it's a really outlandish list of things that I'd like for Christmas. And sometimes I do think I'd like everybody to just go away or a particular person to go away. I mean, let's be honest. But mainly I wrote it as a ploy to try and get Larry David to go out with me.
Fantastic. This is Amanda Shires on JPR Live Sessions.
G-O-N-E. I want a massage on a beach. I want a telescope and money. And I want you, aren't you gone? I'm
Christmas, you'll stay.
That's called Gone for Christmas. Amanda Shires is my guest, playing music from her new holiday album called For Christmas. AmandaShiresMusic.com, the web address. You ask for your own radio station. If you had one, what date would you allow holiday music to start being played every year?
What date? Oh, if I had then I'd have to have two. Because I would let holiday music just run continuously so that nobody would be mad. They could just change the station. And fantastic. Then I would have my other one that I would, you never know. If I had my own radio station and I had to do like a holiday theme, I'm kind of a nonlinear thinker. So I would probably like on Easter, look for an Easter song. And the best I could probably come up with was that one where John mentions the Easter something with that lady in it, Easter dance or something. I don't know. And then I would start thinking about that, and then I'd wind up probably playing Werewolves of London, and it'd just be a theme of random songs. If I had a radio station, it would be probably just a stream of conscious.
It feels like to a degree there's, despite the holiday theme, musically, it's a little stream of consciousness on this album, too, because it runs the gamut from like a blues tune to a love ballad. I think the first song, when I was listening to Magic Ooh, there's almost like a Burt Bacharach kind of horn thing going on, throwback groove. Did you have any sort of sense of where you wanted this album to fall, or did you just want to try to make it as widely appealing as you could?
I just tried to do kind of what I always do, which is not think about any of the stuff that you're supposed to think about. Mm. Just think about the spirit of the art and the music and writing. And then afterwards, put the collection together, you know, and decide what songs are going on it and what aren't. Like, which one makes the collection the best that it can be. Mm. I sometimes think if I put too many boundaries and, you know, hard lines around it, it'll stifle the thinking and reflecting process, and it starts getting a little too tight. And I like it to be like, not like a taproot, more like runners. So that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you about something in the credits of this record?
Sure.
You credit yourself as vocals, fiddle, and violin.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain that?
Yes. It's the style of playing. So fiddle would be like what I did on the song Gone for Christmas. Mm. And then violin is, you know, because fiddle you do more improvisation. And it's more, to me, it's more country-esque. Or no, because it's rock and roll too. I define it as improvisation-based and rhythmic-based kind of stuff. And then violin, because I did study violin, is more like the string arrangements and parts, you know.
Hmm. And you started out as a fiddler, right? Like, that's your background. You were not singing at first, correct?
Right. I was a side person for a majority of my career, I guess since 2003 when I moved to Nashville, and then 2003 I started trying to work through how to be an artist, because in Texas from when I was 12 to whatever I was born in 82, and then I moved here in 2003, was 12. I can't do math, but anyway, I moved up here. I got a job waiting tables, but before I was a side person playing, and my first gig was when I was pretty young with the Tommy Alsup and the Texas Playboys, and and I would do that, and then I'd work with folks like, I don't know, Gary P. Nunn and Flatlanders and basically whoever would call me, and Billy Joe Shaver and all that. And it was him who encouraged me to move to Nashville, because he said I was a good songwriter. And then after a year I did that, and I moved up here and got a job waiting tables and started recording records.
And
so
here we are.
Yeah, I was a fiddle player the whole time, and then, you know, also participating in orchestras and yeah.
And so you've got like now 6-7 full-length albums of your own that you're singing on, including this new holiday record, something like that.
I think this one would make 6. I don't count the fiddle record as part of my artist career, because it was a record that we did as players in the Texas Playboys and such, that we would, you know, supplement our income by putting our CDs next to the artists we were playing with CDs, yeah. You know, just kind of help. And then also it was a type of a business card to if somebody wanted to hear what it was that you could do, you could, you know, I play the fiddle, I can play the mandolin, I can sing some harmony for you if you so desire, hire me. And so I don't count that as my artist career because it's really not. And yeah, and it's not really what I do.
Well, one huge corner of your artist career felt like a rocket ship launching, what, year and a half, 2 years ago, which is this project called The High Women with Brandy and Maren Morris and Natalie Hemby. And it culminated in Americana Music Awards, it culminated in Grammy Awards. It, like, the rocket was going. Mm-hmm. And then, at least to us, sort of felt like the pandemic then just landed like a big bag of coal.
It did.
Is that how it felt to you guys as well? Was this planned to be a longer-term project than just putting out this really highly regarded record?
Yes, and it still is. I think, though, you know, I started this, I had this idea for this group in 2016, and it took a lot to get it to fruition. And, you know, we had plans, and COVID took them apart, and then we were all sitting there in our own homes and not sure how to handle anything. And I think what we all did is the best we could do, and we focused on making new music independently because we didn't know what was going to happen, and there was no hindsight like there is now. And so we've all got some albums coming out, but we still have plans to do some more shows and stuff. It's just obviously now it's winter and things get pretty hairy, and then, you know, the world's still not completely opened up. Right. And I guess that's the hard truth to swallow, but like with everything, it's easy to have faith in knowing that we all love it and have fun, that it will all, hopefully we'll get to do music the way we want to again, you know?
Right on. Amanda Shires is my guest. She's just released an album called For Christmas, in time for the holidays. AmandaShiresMusic.com. She's joining me from home outside Nashville. Will you play us another tune?
I would love to. I will do this one. It is called Blame It on the Mistletoe. I wrote this with my friend Brittany, who is joining me on singing and guitar. It is a song we wrote in June. we were meeting up at this place called Country Boy that we like to have breakfast sometimes, and we were planning on writing that day, but I don't ever like to start out writing by just writing. I like to go, like, have some breakfast or wander around, you know. And over breakfast, we were celebrating the fact that we found each other, you know, like almost a year and a few months ago. Anyway, and talking about, you know, our undying love for one another and their writing and voice, all, you know, just a bunch of love talk. And came back to the house and just sat on the porch, and she started playing this rhythm, and we started talking about love and Christmas and how sometimes, you know, you think on Christmas, I'm just sitting here and I've got a crush on you and you've got a crush on me, thinking about somebody and just wishing that somebody would make the first move, and then we just were off to the races.
Fantastic. This is Blame It on the Mistletoe. It's Amanda Shires.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Blame it on the mistletoe, ain't no better excuse for all the things that made me lean in for a kiss. Like I did, I can say that I didn't know. You can say you got too close. The way I remember it, you got me out of my clothes. I wrapped around you like a bow. Who says this isn't Christmassy? There are stars in there. We were just standing around when the snow came falling down. Kind of thing can happen any day. So what had happened yesterday, December 25th, we could call it what it is or what it was. The best Merry Christmas when you showed up at my door under the mistletoe, looking like you were lonely too. It's a good excuse. I admit I was being a little hopeless, thinking this crush was just one-sided. Then you came by, and maybe reindeers really fly.
It's a love song of sorts. It's called Blame It on the Mistletoe. Amanda Shires is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. She's playing music from the new record she's just put out called For Christmas, out on 30 Tigers. Information is at amandashiresmusic.com. Thanks for playing and singing for us.
No problem. I'm always happy to play. It's fun. Mm.
You've got a couple of things that I want to mention before letting you go today and letting you enjoy your holidays. The first is your Christmas hotline.
Ha, yes.
Tell me, yes. What is this all about?
This is a place where you can go and vent your feelings. It's 1-833-FORXMAS. You can tell me things about what you like about Christmas, about people that are annoying you. You know, sometimes you think, I have a lot of feelings right now at the holidays, but I have nobody to talk to. Or you have a lot of feelings, but the person you want to talk to is the person that your feelings are about. But, you know, you can, it's a safe place for you to tell me your feelings or your just some stories, because I like to put stories into songs, and I also don't like it to just always be about me. And then also there's a disclaimer that I could one day make something out of it, like a reel or, you know, it's just a cool thing for me to listen to folks and respond. I can text people back on it and whatnot. It's fun.
Huh. Have you already been getting calls?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a few different videos up that explain the, you know, I have one video that's did your dad go off for tinsel and never come back? Did your little brother refuse to get vaccinated? Call me up at 1-833-FORXMAS.
That's awesome. It's called the Santa Manda Christmas Hotline.
Mm-hmm. Santa Manda right here.
Wow. So looking ahead, not only do I think all of us hope that there will be more High Women live events, but maybe even another record down the road when you guys are able to get all of your schedules back together, but you've actually got a pretty special event coming up in the very beginning of January, a celebration for a friend you lost, a guy I knew a little bit. You knew him obviously a lot better, Justin Towns Earl. Tell me about that event.
We're just going to celebrate Justin on his birthday. The fact that he died and the way that he died, it's just, it is not super fun to think about, but to celebrate somebody's life and to celebrate the good times that you had and the good music that you had together is a big deal. And, during the pandemic, you know, we lost Justin, and there was no real sense of closure, I don't think, for a lot of folks. And this is a good way for everyone who, you know, loved his music or was a friend or foe, might love to celebrate his life.
And that's going to be at the Ryman.
It sure is, yeah.
You think there might be any plans to capture some of that so a wider swath of folks that appreciated him and maybe knew him would be able to enjoy the celebration as well?
I would hope so, but if you're asking me to sneak a video, I'll do that.
Okay, you know what? Let's just put that in stone. Yes,
okay,
please
awesome.
Sneak
okay.
a video and share it. Yeah. We'll be sure to share it here as well. Amanda, thanks so much for doing this. It's nice to meet you, and I'm so glad you had time to do this over the holidays.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot for having me. I know you could have anybody you want, but it means a lot that you'd put up with me.
I reached out specifically because I like this new record a lot. Amanda Shires is my guest. The new album is awesome. Called For Christmas. You can find information at amandashiresmusic.com. Will you play one more tune for us?
I would love to. This song is called Home to Me. It's Amanda Shires singing with some help on harmonies from Brittany Spencer and the one and the only Jason Isbell playing guitar. Sometimes you just want somebody to come back to you and they're not really into it right now. Hmm. You think on sunny days and sometimes when the weather of your life is all a fluster, and this is what you get.
You said there's ice on the runway, ice on the wings. There's ice everywhere, and nothing will bring you home to me. It's too cold to walk. I keep looking for you, and all I find is frost. Come home to me. Home to me. Home to me. Please. I'm tired of the dark and a night full of brittle stars. You should come home to me. Home to me. Home to me. I wonder what you're thinking, and if you'll ever be coming home to me. Home.
That one's called Home to Me. Amanda Shires is playing for us today on our JPR Live session From Afar. It's a song from the new record just out called For Christmas. Information at amandashiresmusic.com. Amanda, happy holidays. Please pass along our best to Jason and the rest of your family, and happy new year.
Thank you, and thank you so much.